At a nonpartisan vigil for peace in the Middle East, held at Tom Davies Square on October 26, Sudbury Interfaith Dialogue's Dave Nicol brought together religious leaders from across the city, to pray, and to speak of an end to the conflict. The 20-day-old war is the deadliest of the five Gaza wars. The Hamas-run health ministry reported Monday that at least 5,087 Palestinians have been killed and 15,270 wounded. In the occupied West Bank, 96 Palestinians have been killed and 1,650 wounded in violence and Israeli raids since October 7. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed, mostly civilians who died in the initial Hamas rampage into southern Israel. In addition, 222 people, including foreigners, were believed captured by Hamas during the incursion and taken into Gaza, Israel's military has said. Four captives have been released, a mother and daughter last week and two more individuals on Monday, October 23, but in Sudbury, people of many faiths came together at a ceremony opened with remarks from Greater Sudbury Mayor Paul Lefebvre. Our hearts are with all of those whose lives have been torn apart by the devastating violence in the Middle East, said Lefebvre. Innocent victims of all faiths and nationalities have lost their lives. He said these conflicts have plagued this region for far too long. Across the world, we must come together as a global community, to offer support, wherever and however we can, to all those affected, and work together towards lasting peace and events like tonight, Lefebvre said. That's what we can do here. Prayers and speeches from the many religious communities of Sudbury were heard, including from Father Jim Hutton of Christ the King Church, Sikh community representatives, Karanbir Badesha and Piara Singh of Canadian Khalsa Darbar Temple, Asha Shuran and Poonam Kumar from Sudbury Prarthana Samaj, the Hindu temple, Rajendar Kumar, Baha'i of Sudbury, Emily Caruso Parnell and Judy Cartman from Shar Hashemayim Synagogue, and Muhammad Shakar and Hakim Zarin. Sudbury Interfaith Dialogue wanted to make a statement, but struggled to find the right words, said Nicol. We are horrified at the violent acts of terrorism in the Middle East, he said. We stand with all who are suffering, and we condemn the terrorist acts of Hamas. We must also speak out against disproportional acts of retaliation that harm innocent people. We call for dialogue, understanding and cooperation between people of all faiths' beliefs, or none, to create lasting peace and harmony. In trying times, we call upon all people to join in efforts to promote understanding and empathy as a means to overcome hatred and division, regardless of their religious or cultural backgrounds, and any political differences. Nicol said the group wished to urge governments and the international community to help bring about an end to violence, with justice for everyone. There is no place for hatred in Sudbury, in our nation or anywhere toward any community, he said. Many speakers at the event related the importance of peace to their own religious practice. Everything from the Christian, peace be with you, to the Sanskrit word, Santi, sung as part of prayers in Hindu, and to the word Islam, from Salama, which translates to deep well-being, or peace in Arabic. Caruso Parnell, representing Sudbury's Jewish community, said, "We pray for peace, a peace that provides dignity and safety for everyone in the land," she said. "We pray for the space for hope to take root once again, like a seed in the desert that is tended and watered and loved into bloom. We pray for the hostages to be released now. We pray that Gaza can become a place of safety and prosperity that provides opportunity and freedom for all of its citizens. We pray for Jews to live in peace with our neighbors in Israel and in the diaspora. And we pray that we all have the strength and patience to speak to each other with respect, to pray alongside each other with love and to understand each other's perspectives, even when that's really hard." Jenny Lamothe is a reporter with Sudbury.com.